This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-day visit to New Zealand and departed for India. The visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to New Zealand in over four decades, gave a major boost to bilateral ties. During the visit, Mr. Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. The two leaders witnessed the exchange of five memoranda of understanding in areas including defence, tourism, sports, disaster management, and dairy and animal husbandry. A major highlight of the visit was the community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi stated that the future of India and New Zealand is intertwined and the bilateral trade agreement will accelerate India's journey towards a developed nation.
भारत और न्यूजीलैंड के रिश्ते में यादें भी हैं, दोस्ती भी है, वैल्यूज भी है और एक कमिटमेंट भी है. भारत न्यूजीलैंड की यही वाका एक नई यात्रा पर निकलने के लिए तैयार है. हमारे सामने अवसरों से भरा खुला समुद्र है. हवाएं हमारे साथ है, समंदर की विशाल लहरें हमारे साथ है, इच्छा शक्ति का नीला आसमान हमारे साथ है. पाने को काफी कुछ है और मैं जानता हूं हम सफल होंगे.
Prime Minister Modi thanked Prime Minister Luxon for his warm hospitality and said the visit had opened a new chapter in India-New Zealand relations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India is building a strong, self-reliant and future-ready defence force by strengthening both conventional defence capabilities and advanced technologies. Mr. Rajnath Singh said this while addressing the commissioning ceremony of the INS Mahindragiri, the sixth Project 17A indigenous stealth frigate into the Eastern Fleet at Visakhapatnam yesterday. He said the commissioning marks another milestone in strengthening India's maritime power and indigenous defence capability. The West Bengal government has formed the nine-member committee to examine the draft bill of Uniform Civil Code for the state. A notification has already been published in this regard. Justice retired Ranjana Prakash Desai will be the chairperson. Former Meghalaya Governor Tathagat Roy is one of the members of the committee. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp program at the Pusa campus in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will interact with nearly 17,000 Vriksh Mitras from across the country and call for transforming environmental conservation into a nationwide people's movement through active public participation. The program will witness the participation of Vriksh Mitras from nearly every state in the country who have made notable contributions in the fields of tree plantation, water conservation and ecological restoration. As part of the program, the Agriculture Minister will undertake a plantation drive with the participating Vriksh Mitras at the Pusa campus, reaffirming the collective commitment towards a greener India. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has issued nine notices to Swiggy Instamart following multiple consumer complaints alleging violations under the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. In a social media post, FSSAI said that the food business operator has been directed to submit a detailed explanation and compliance report, failing which appropriate legal action will be initiated. Consumer complaints alleged the supply of expired, spoiled, rotten, contaminated and otherwise unsafe food products through Swiggy Instamart. In a mega campaign, Uttar Pradesh government will plant 35 crore saplings today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the statewide Podha Ropan Mahayagya 2026 from Gorakhpur this morning. In tennis, 21-year-old Linda Noskova won her maiden Grand Slam title after defeating fellow Czech Karolina Mukova 6-2, 5-7, 6-3 in the Wimbledon women's singles final on Centre Court in London. Noskova became the third Czech woman in 4 years to win the grass court major after Markéta Vondrousová in 2023 and Barbora Krejcíková in 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.